So all of the shaykhs, we did dhikr that was connected, related to them. We recited kalimat verses for them. We asked Allah to send and assign the thawab, the reward to them. And who is the head of all the mashaykh? Head of all the teachers, the fountain of faiz and blessings, Imamul Anbiya, the Imam of the Prophets. So what kalimat are there attached to him through which we give ithali thawab to the Prophet? Because he's the real, the fountain, the head, and the kalimat, the verses that have been assigned to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are Durood Sharif. Durood. When you recite Durood, in Khatam Khwajgan, then what happens is that you are doing ithali thawab to the Holy Prophet. You are asking Allah to assign the thawab to him. And you know his status. Inna Allah wa malaikatu yusalluna ala nabi. Allah says, I recite, my angels recite durood. So such a great action that Allah is doing. Then imagine it's thawab, it's reward, that if we, when we recite durood sharif and present that durood in the court, the blessed court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when you recite durood, where's the thawab going? To the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how much barakah is there in reciting this? That there was a sahabi, Ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, and he was every companion had its style and method, and he was an ashik of what? Of the durood sharif. Subhanallah. Some sahaba were ashiks and lovers of different actions, and this sahabi was a lover of durood sharif. So he presented himself and said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I send durood upon you. I'm telling you the meaning of the hadith. He said that this much durood I recite upon you. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that recite more than this. Increase the quantity. Then he came back and said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with this much quantity I've started to recite, can I send you more durood? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you can increase that, recite more. Then he came back, he said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I feel like reading durood all the time. Can I? He's seeking permission from his shaykh, because ijaza, this concept of permission, started from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you understand why you ask your shaykh, teacher, for permission? Like the sahaba asked permission from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, can I recite durood all the time? Every moment I want to keep on reciting durood upon you. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then all your difficulties will become easy, and all of your problems and your requests will be fulfilled, and you will be forgiven, and you've gone into paradise. You've gone into paradise. So imagine a great door that's opened in front of us. One maqam, status comes when, a level comes with the student, when the shaykh says to the student, you can recite durood. Because every student is on a different level, different status. At that time, the student's halat condition becomes like this. And this is proven from this hadith that this was an action of a sahabi. It's not innovation, not bidah. That if the shaykh gives the ijaza of durood sharif to the student. So when we do khatam kwajgan, all the verses, kalimat recite, we have ijaza. That durood sharif, when you recite it, then the ithali thawab, the reward is being assigned to Imamul Anbiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you can imagine yourself that from the Prophet, I mean, from his direction, how many barakat will come? All difficulties will be solved. All issues will be solved. All problems will be eradicated.